And speaking of your team, when initially drumming up support and membership for your network, it's often the case that you don't want to turn down requests to join, but that eventually there can be too many people closely involved to work effectively and cohesively. It's therefore an important process to establish types of member, roles and responsibilities as early as possible. Consider the types of skills and strengths you need in order to have a well-balanced team to drive network activity and impact. It's important to think about how many people you initially need in this most active team or committee. Then consider who will be aligned as support to your network, but won't have set responsibilities demanding a significant amount of their time. Finally, consider who sponsors your network and remains in close communication, but isn't technically a part of your network. What do you expect from each group, and how are you ensuring clarity? You'll find a template of roles to help build out your active team members in your worksheets.